I really can't but stay. Baby, it's cold outside. Got to go but away. Baby, it's cold outside. This evening has been hoping that you drop so in. Nice. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
Come on in, y'all. To my house. It's comfortable in here. You're going to love it here. It's Arizona Homeowners' happy place. For close to
75,000 years.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, feels like it.
1988.
Not a day over 76,000.
We're talking about maintaining proper temperature of different rooms in your house through the different seasons for the different reasons for you and for your pets. We're talking about the temperature you should consider keeping your refrigerator and your freezer. I want to talk a little bit about temperature of water heaters, okay? I was in this conversation with one of my daughters this week, and she helps us with a lot of the research. And it's Sweet Julia, and Julia and her husband, James, are registering to enter into the foster parenting program. And she said, Dad, you might be interested to know that when the home inspectors came to, social workers came to interview us and take a look at our house and discover what kind of a environment this habitat was in, one of the things they went to was the water heater. And they, it's a mandate for foster parents, cannot set the temperature on their water heater above 112 degrees.
What is ours at?
A little bit warmer than that.
Okay.
But we have scald prevention devices in our showers. And scalding is something to be concerned about. If your skin is exposed to water at 150 degrees, which it generally won't be from a water heater, you're going to suffer third-degree burns. That's if it's if it hits 150-degree water for 2 seconds. If it hits 140-degree water for 6 seconds, you'll get a burn. Or 130-degree water for 30 seconds. Even temperatures as low as 120 degrees in a five-minute exposure can result in third-degree burns. So take a look at where your thermostat on your water heater is set. There's vacation mode for when you leave, and then there are various modes. I will tell you that, generally speaking, if you talk to a fireman, they will tell you, listen, we have a very simple way for you to test the safety of the hot water. Go to the faucet closest to the hot water. Turn the hot water faucet on, leaving the cold water turned off. Allow it to run till you're getting the maximum hot water your water heater is capable of delivering. Take 2 tablespoons of instant coffee crystals and fill that cup half full. If without stirring those coffee crystals, they are dissolving, your water temperature is set too high for safety sakes.
You know, that's, you know, think about Julia's situation and foster kids and scalding. I mean, if you had sensory issues too, if you have a lack of feeling, you really could get hurt. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You could. Now, Gary, you were telling me about a shower head you have at your home.
When I had my home energy audit, SRP showered me with gifts. One of them, I just noticed that.
There you go.
Was the Evolve shower head.
Evolve
shower head. It's 1.5 gallons per minute.
Okay.
But it's got a unique feature. It's got a little pull-down rope. So you turn on the water and you turn it to the heat that you want. And the water will probably run cold, but when it gets to about 90 degrees, the shower head will cut off. And it's designed to save water.
Okay.
And then when you're ready for a nice hot shower, you lightly pull on the
So you're
pull
not
rope.
Running
right.
water down the drain.
Right. So you can turn it on, it'll shut it off, and when you're ready for your warm shower, you just pull down the rope, boom, you're done.
Evolve.
E-V-O-L-V-E.
Very good.
I
think,
love mine.
Jennifer, you've been working with an inventor of a shower head that actually detects motion. And
right.
as you step away from the shower, it turns off, and as you step back in, it
It has such potential. It was I met the woman, the inventor, at the very first National Hardware Show we went to, and they are still trying to get it in mass production. It has been quite the journey.
All right. Folks, when we get back, we hope you'll stay tuned for the last hour of Rosie on the House, every Arizona homeowner's happy place. We've got a lot of ground to cover, a lot of issues. We're going to be talking about doorbells, swimming pools, insulating pipes and attics. We're going to be talking about scam alerts, all things you, the Arizona homeowner, should really know about. And we're going to provide you with the information.